Our co-host Robert Siegel has also been whisked away to St. Paul, and there he spoke with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Huckabee hung on in the late days of the primaries as John McCain's chief rival for the Republican presidential nomination. He suspended his candidacy once McCain had enough delegates to win. Now Mike Huckabee says McCain's chief challenge when he accepts the nomination is to connect with a small sliver of voters who are still undecided.
These are the people that I call the hardworking middle class. They could go either way. I hope they go John McCain's way. I hope they realize that what he's going to say is coming really out of an authentic record of having done something, not just what he would like to promise them, but that's what he's got to do is convince them.
What does he have to say? What's the message that wins over that sliver of the electorate?
He's got to remind Americans that he's serious about keeping us safe from terrorist attacks, keeping his eye on the ball, whether that ball is located in Iran, Russia, wherever it may be. He's got to remind us that there really are some economic problems in this country caused by high fuel prices that make us hostage to the Middle East, that we have some serious economic issues if we raise taxes because it just cuts down investment, makes it difficult for there to be new job creation. And he's got to lay out the case for why he's tested and prepared for this job.
Being prepared raises the question of his running mate, Governor Palin. You went from the political orbit of Little Rock into national Republican politics in this past cycle. What's your message to Governor Palin about what she should do over the next several weeks?
Well, first of all, I told people that there were two big surprises I had running for president, and one of them was how much easier it was to run for president than to run for anything that I ever experienced in Arkansas. The political environment in my state for a Republican was so very brutal and savage that it really was playing a full contact sport with no pads.
But to be fair, you won in Arkansas.
Yeah, I did. I think I would have won at the national level had I had the kind of money, but everybody thought, hey, he can't win, he doesn't have any money. And the media made this about a money issue, not a message issue. If the media had focused on message, it might have been different. But what I would say to Governor Palin is, don't be afraid of who you are. Who you are is exactly what America's looking for in leadership. It's somebody who does have authenticity in herself. And this is not a person who is just suddenly, come out of the woods of Alaska. She has been a decision maker. She's made more decisions in less than 2 years as a governor of Alaska than Joe Biden has made in years and years and years in the Senate, because he's in a deliberative body, not a decision-making body.
But she's probably going to face the same kind of questions that you faced being a small state governor or Bill Clinton faced, which is, what kind of Shiite-Sunni balance do you favor in the new constitution of Iraq? And who should be admitted to the G8 when, for which macroeconomic issues?
But the real issue is, does she have good judgment? Has she made decisions before upon which she was solely responsible? You know, we don't elect a president based solely on what they know, because if we did, we'd go to Harvard, we'd find the most learned scholar in all of Harvard, and we'd elect him president. Why do we never do that? In fact, the really, really educated, knowledgeable people didn't even make it through the Democrat primary, much less the big show.
So let me ask you about the Yale and Harvard educated president. How does your party handle this? We're at the end of the second term of George Bush's presidency. For several years, he has been stuck in low gear, winning the approval of about 30% of the American voters. What does the convention say about George Bush?
First of all, they remind themselves and the American people that we've gone now 7 years and have not had another terrorist attack on our soil. People can say what they want to about George Bush, but I think they'll say many, many better things about him in the years ahead than they're saying right now, because they're not seeing it in the perspective. People hated Harry Truman. By the time he left office, he barely could get out of town with a friend. Now people talk about what a great president he was and how tough he was. I think history will be much better to George Bush than his contemporary commentators are.
Governor Huckabee, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Again.
That's former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee with our co-host Robert Siegel in St. Paul.